This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. We have a question about hookah or argila or hubbly bubbly, whatever they call it. You find this in a lot of like Arab restaurants and things like this. And sometimes people have it in their homes. And so what's the Islamic ruling on that?
Shisha or hookah or whatever you call it. Also the same, take the same ruling as smoking, which is something harmful to you, so it is not allowed for you to consume or to use. And it's haram. And every time you use the shisha, I want to remember that. This is something haram, not allowed. And it is something harmful to you and to those who are around you even. Hookah can be 5 times worse for the one who using it versus the one who smokes cigarettes. 5 times worse when it comes to oral disease. It is worse when it comes also to heart and lung disease. It is it has a lot of extra, even harmful substance, you know, like carbons, the OC. It's very high in the body when you smoke shisha, beside the nicotine that it is also in it, which is make it addictive to it. A lot of time, because people use the same shisha, or especially among family and stuff like that, can be a reason for many viruses and bacteria to spread around. Even when they say it is plastic and usable and stuff like that, in some places it's not sanitized, it's not basically stored in a way that it is safe in most of the time. Is it disgusting, actually, when you think about it? And if you go behind the scene, you see how terrible this is. So all this led us to say comfortably that this is not allowed, and that's haram, and it's not allowed for you to be to take part of it, or to smoke it, or even to support people who are doing that. People think that a lot of misconception. They think it because it has a flavor, you know, like, and it smells good, it means good. No, it's not. You know, actually, the flavored one is more dangerous, because these flavor is not an actual fruit. It's not an actual it's a chemical substance.
For it to be infused in the actual
tobacco. And these chemical make you high risk of having cancers and, you know, some of these substances unknown, never known to when they manufacture them. So definitely has a high percentage of lead, which is cause cancer, and many other things. So the Muslim should care about their deen, and it wastes so much time. People will stay hours just, you know, smoking hookahs and they're just having a good time. And that's something I think it need to be, we should to think about it seriously. And we say, you know what, enough is enough, to waste my time, waste my health, waste my money, you know. And that's why I will advise each and every one of us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. I know that this is not allowed, and it is, you know, I don't know any major scholars or any scholars of Ahlul Ilm will say it is allowed, or it is okay, or it is permissible, or any fatwa of that nature. There is an agreement among the scholars that such thing, it is haram and is not allowed, and the person will be responsible for that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will ask you in the day of judgment about your health, about your body, and it will be such shame in the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you come and you wasted your health and your body, and you destroy this beautiful body that Allah have given you, and system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given you, over a shisha.
So, I mean, a lot of people, and I had this argument with many people, that they say, well, smoking cigarettes is not really haram, it's makruh. It is, it's disliked. It's not really proven to be 100% haram. So what do you say to these people? And they say, okay, so what's the alternative? Is it really necessary to find an alternative for these people who have been, let's say, affected by this habit that is obviously destructive in so many different ways?
No doubt smoking, shisha, cigarettes, vaping, all these things are addictive. especially because of the nicotine in it. It's in your system, in your body, that chemical in your body. You need to get rid of it, and it's not hard, easy to get rid of it at once. So if you became addictive to it, seek help. There's a professional help. There's ways, you know, to do that and to get rid of it. And one of the way, make sure that you cut the relationship with people who expose you to it. It's like alcohol, same thing, you know. And make sure that you also, there is a 12 steps program for addictions in general, will help you to get rid of that, you know, type of addiction. Makruh, who said it's makruh? Name for me a reliable source of scholar said it's makruh. Every Muslim council of fiqh said it's haram. Yes, some scholars in the past.
Okay, that said was like
makruh before they discovered
100 years ago.
Yeah, before they discover how harmful cigarettes are. For God's sake, when they sell cigarettes, they put on it a sticker. It says it will kill you. It is it's cancer, you know, and show you the image and the picture of it. How can Islam will say about something like this makruh? Does that even make any sense to anyone? So definitely this is an opinion was maybe mentioned by some scholars, or mentioned actually by some scholars.
It's outdated.
Before, it's outdated. People now discover that this is not makruh anymore. Before, this is makruh because waste of time, you know, money. But now, no, it is harmful to you. It caused death. Simple. It caused diseases that can, you know, be harmful. I've been smoking for 20 years and I'm healthy. Rules does not apply to you as an individual. It's general. You know, and you saying that, you don't know how you're going to end up, how the end of your time will, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone. But don't say stuff like that and say, oh, nothing wrong with me, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ibtalik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test you. So that's not an argument. As for what's the alternative, I don't know what's the alternative. Alternative, you know, get a lollipop. Alternative, chew gum. You know, alternative, you know, just exercise.
Seek help.
Yes.
Seek help.
Well, I mean, as a habit, if you want to put something in your mouth, you know, make dhikr. You know, I don't know. What it depends what, you know, just find a way to get rid of it and seek help. And hopefully, the biggest thing is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help.
Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fiik, Sheikh.